Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening and greetings and welcome, folk. We are here tonight live getting it in right here with Chef D and the beautiful meal he has prepared for us tonight. Oh, my goodness. If the conversation is anywhere as good as the meal looks, it's going to be off the chain tonight, folk. So, right, first off, excuse me, I'm remorse in not welcoming everybody. Hello, welcome, and happy Friday the 13th, folks. Everybody having a good one? Yeah, I know y'all feeling lucky because you're with us here tonight, so obviously your 13th went really well. And we're feeling really lucky to be here with y'all. So let's get right up into it. I'm kind of curious about Friday the 13th. And right now, Chef D is in the kitchen preparing some stuff, and he's going to get right with us on the line here. Just as soon as, you know, he can. You know how it is when you're a chef. You're busy and you're getting it in. So,
Hey, man, I had this shit out at 8 o'clock. It's sitting on the table looking all nice and pretty.
Hey, man, I'm trying to play it off and whatnot, man. I'm trying to play off our technical difficulties. Why you put me on front street?
Oh, that was me breaking my phone in the background, all that noise that y'all heard. So I had to break my phone to get it open so I could actually get plugged in so I could get at hello, bro, what's going on with y'all?
Hey, my brother. Ladies and gentlemen, all groovy folk out there, may I introduce you to Chef D. Can you please tell us a little bit about, I was getting into the conversation, but I'd like to hear about the dinner first, man.
Tonight we have some braised short ribs.
Oh, braised short ribs.
Yes, with rosemary, garlic, butter, mashed potatoes.
All right, for those of us who are
cold bearers.
In other words, that means braised beef, mashed potatoes, and green beans.
What is braised? Braised. I'm a bachelor, dude. I can't cook to save my life.
So whenever you guys have like a real tough piece of meat, so short ribs are naturally tough. So the best way to cook them is to cook them very slow and with very little fluid. Just keep adding fluid in and cook it at a low temperature for a very long time. So these have actually been cooking in the I have to cook the stove top so they actually came out a little bit tougher than normal because, unfortunately, I thought my oven was just messed up last week. My oven is broke. So that's how much I get it in. I got
it in. You did all this with a broken oven.
I did all this with a broken oven, folks.
You're a bad
man. Hey, I do what I can. Y'all check Facebook. I'll have pictures up later.
That's what the process braised means then.
Yeah.
It's the slow process of just a little bit of water, keep it tender and long cooking and whatnot.
That's right.
Hoo-wee.
So we have a nice pork. We have a nice pork rind braid with a little mushroom, protein mushrooms in them. With that sauce.
Oh, well, you know me. I'm all about the sauce. Yeah, I'm all about the sauce. It's a good thing we don't have cameras here because I would have been caught all looking silly last week with my fingers trying to get all the extra sauce on everybody else's plate. I got a couple pairs of headphones. We'll throw them up. So now some of the conversation that we're going to have with this amazing meal here is we started a little bit of a thing last week, and we always like to touch on things that we talked about last week just in case anyone thought of something since they heard us last week. You know, I'm like, oh, man, I wish I would have said that. Well, this will be your opportunity because last week we talked about the whole Serena Williams situation.
You know, we only did like a half hour.
Our show was only a half hour, but we talked about interracial relationships.
There we go.
So we might want to open up that can of worms again because we have some guests here tonight. Last time it was kind of a tester, having fun thing. Tonight we have some good folk here. The gin boys are in the house and a lot of other fun guests. And so this is what it's about right here, right now, all right? So we're going to get some opinions and have some conversation with our dinner. Can I get a conversation with my dinner?
Just a little bit.
All right. Oh, my man's busy up in the kitchen there cooking. So that's one of the things we're going to talk about. And the other thing we're going to talk about tonight is the elephant in every American's room. It's been there since the elections. I don't know if you're hollering about it, if you're screaming about it, how you feel about it. But as far as our show is concerned, tonight is your night to go ahead and get it off. We're going to talk about Donald Trump. The inauguration get down is in 1 week, and in 1 week, obviously, we will be having a show, which will be our boycott, Donald Trump. And I think I lost your line as well, my brother. Chef D, if you want to check back in on your line, I think I lost you as well, my friend. So anyways, we're going to talk a little bit about Donald Trump, because next week we only have one rule. Talk about anything but Donald Trump, because we're boycotting that shit. That's just, you know, that's just is how we're getting down right here on Dinner and Conversation. So there you have it, folks. If you've got an opinion and you'd like to share it with us, I would certainly like to hear it. I know Chef D is in there busy, and he's trying to hear it. And we're going to get some of the folks in the house, and we're going to get them on the line and get their opinions in.
Before we go any further,
I'd like to give out the phone number, man.
Let me
give the people out there the phone number so they can get part of this conversation. All right, our call-in number here for Dinner and Conversation with the grooviest people you could ever have either with. Just
713-955-0773, 713-955-0773.
Did y'all hear that?
One more time, slow and steady for you, 713-955-0773. Okay, one more time. 713-955-0773. Now, ladies and gentlemen,
let's get down to business.
Before we go another further, let me introduce my brother from another mother. The bad boy himself is back somewhere up in the building. He was here a second ago. He likes it, so he should shine.
Where you at, man? I think he done got into it. He done got your food, man. It's hard to get brothers to talk and they get into food. I see. Are you with us, bud? Are you
what's
on?
Going on?
There you go. You online, baby?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? It's been a while. Jim Bird's back in the building.
Hey, look.
With the bell,
Steve. Hold on. Just in case they didn't know who they were talking to. The boy is back. The ROC himself. The ROC is back in the building, folks. Sorry to miss y'all last week. Back in here to turn it up for us one more time again. Them whole crew is in the house tonight. The original Jim Boys is back in the building. ROC, say what up to the people.
All right, what's going on, man? Like I was saying a second ago, man, it's good to be back, man. We missed y'all. We back on the grind. Happy Friday the 13th. You can say happy Friday the 13th. But we're going to get this thing today, man.
I didn't even know it was Friday the 13th. that's how far I'm gone. Look, I had no idea. I ain't paying no attention to all the superstition. I don't know if this is supposed to be bad going on.
I'm just wondering, is there anybody out there, is there anybody in here who knows the origin of Friday the 13th? Does anyone have any idea what made everybody decide Friday was the 13th that we should give a shit about?
Right.
I'm just saying, I'm not fond of Mondays. So if I were to make up this whole bad luck rule, my shit would be Monday the 13th. So where did Friday the 13th come from? And you know what, Rock? You and I were talking about this before we got on the air. Where does all this stuff come from?
Yeah,
black cats crossing your path.
Right. Walking under the ladders.
Yeah.
Well, we got that one.
Well, yeah, we figured that. That's so people don't drop shit on your head. That one actually covers your ass.
We got
that. That one makes sense.
But what about the black cat?
Who decided a black cat walking across your path is a bad thing?
The black cat was bad.
It was probably a dude that was married, and his wife had a black cat, and he hate that bitch.
I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. You know what I'm saying? All right. Because and it's weird, too. And I don't even mean this to try to be clowning. I just do not like white cats. Pure white cats?
Right.
Some about them, I just don't trust them, motherfuckers. I knew you always gonna laugh too, but on me, I swear, I just don't trust the straight white cat.
I feel you.
All right, y'all. While we're having a good laugh, I do want to roll into our subject, though. Let's talk about white cats. Let's talk about this white cat who's marrying Serena.
He's orange.
Not Donald Trump. He moved forward. I'm talking about the guy who Serena Williams is engaged to. I've heard a lot of people who aren't feeling so good about the fact that Serena Williams, one of the strong sisters, a role model to all young black women, is marrying a white cat.
Right.
Now, I'm going to be honest. I'm not even going to tell the front. I didn't know that there was an issue on it until we did our show last week.
Yeah.
And Coop hit me to it, and we basically spent the whole half hour talking about how people felt about it before we even got into how we felt about it.
Right.
Okay.
So what I'd like to do right off the bat is, you know, I want to ask Chef D in here.
Okay, so
go ahead and
throw
yours in on that, because we were off the air before you really got to.
So let me go ahead and give like a brief overview of what happened. I was on my Facebook page, and I kind of seen a whole little uproar about Serena getting married to some guy who's he's also a millionaire, but he's not, you know, he's not on her level of a millionaire. So I think the main problem was one of the factors, but I think the bigger factor was Serena Williams just recently had all these posts and did all these standouts about, you know, how strong of a black woman she is and how she supports her black men and Black Lives Matters. And then 2 weeks later, you married to a white guy. So, of course, it's like, are you really practicing? In some black man's eyes, it's going to be like, okay, are you really practicing what you preached? How do you say that you admire and you respect us, but you go and you marry the person who, in our eyes, at least he is killing us? Don't matter if this guy is a nice guy or not. You know, you don't think about these things. You just think about the representation of the whole scenario.
It's
not necessarily the people or the person. It's just with these people and with that person or these people in this scenario, it's just the persona that it creates.
All right, now I'm picking up what you're throwing down, and you have yet to say anything that I disagree with. I just feel that, did Serena ask to be the mouthpiece for all of that? That's so much pressure to put on anybody.
Once you come out in the media, you know.
But that's part of it. Oh, man,
are
you telling me you don't get to do after we get famous? You don't get to do what you want if we become famous, my dog?
No. But you're a star. You're a celebrity. So you know anything and everything you do, you are here held accountable for. If you shit the wrong way and you're a celebrity, somebody's going to say something about it. Am I right or am I wrong? So
Charles Barkley. He says he ain't no role model of nobody.
Yeah, but you know, we're not gonna hold her separate. We're not gonna see her any different. We're not gonna give her any passes. So if you say one thing and then you come out and you show you represent another one, you know, we're gonna take an issue with that. That's gonna draw you in the question.
All right, so that is obviously what the big issue was. Now, is there anybody out there? Before we go any further, I've got a few phone lines that are lit up over here, and this is a beautiful thing because that's the conversation we're looking for. I'm going to go right now. I got a phone line that starts with 310-505, and I'm going to open up this line. Who do we got on the line out here tonight on the 505 prefix? Hello, hello. Is it somebody who's just listening in? If you decide to have a conversation, you can step in. Your microphone is live. I've also got a caller who is with the 562, and their prefix starts with 900. I'm not going to give anybody's full phone number out here, but I want you to know when I'm coming to you. All right, and I'm coming to this line. Who's on this phone line? Anybody, speak on up. If anybody wants to speak, that's all right. Oh, you know what? I want to take this opportunity to let the people at home know that when you listen in to us, you hear us when you're on hold the whole time. If your microphone's live or not, you don't have to speak in. You can call in like apparently a couple of our people here are doing and just go ahead and listen in on the show. You don't have to be part of the conversation. Obviously, myself and the fellas in the house got that covered if you ain't trying to get in on it.
Okay.
Speaking of which, anybody want to talk about the troll?
The orange man?
Did you say
the orange man? Anybody trying to talk about the orange man?
Did you say the Donald?
I think I might have. Yeah, that's the guy. The Don. The man.
I could have sworn I said we were going to go.
The Trump. The president-elect.
The ones that we don't talk about.
The pissinator. The challenge.
So what we have now is Trump inauguration coming up. Of course. So,
yeah, and obviously we're going to be here next week.
All in
but if we weren't here,
this.
We still probably wouldn't be watching.
Now it's
going to
be our president.
Yeah,
and I'm going to speak for you. Can go that way. If I speak for, sorry, I had to. What was I saying? I was talking about the Donald contest.
Yeah, that's the president-elect guy.
So, now that he's in office, you know, I'm going to speak, I'd say, honestly, a good 100% of black people don't like this. Yeah. Well, 100% of real black folks do not like this.
Hey, you know what? I actually had a black woman sit in my at the Inglewood Yacht Club. We came over to do some training and told her she was voting for Trump.
All these niggas out.
My co-trainer and I fell off the couch. We're like, say what?
You know what, Loki? I kind of believe that because for this dude to get in office, there's a lot of y'all lied about who y'all voted for.
Somebody lied some fucking way.
Hey, for him to win by that percentage that he won by, somebody lied.
Well, that brings up another subject. You think that there was hacking going on? You think the Russians were all up in our shit or what?
Nah, I just think, wow, Loki, my honest opinion, I think y'all screwed up where we went early and we really didn't go for our other candidate, Bernie. I think he had a better stance. I think he would have had more respect or respect from, you know, just the male population alone. Because, of course, you know, if we still dealing with racism, of course we're still going to be dealing with sexism. So you have to take that into account. So Hillary had her shot, but I don't think she had the best shot. So I think a lot of the votes got split because the people who couldn't vote for Bernie decided, you know what, I'm just not going to vote, period. Because I don't want neither one of them. So that's what we ended up getting stuck with.
Well, I'm thinking that there were two reasons why he got the support that he got. And one was that he did a demographic search, which is what all rich folk do before they make any business moves. He did a demographic search, and it dawned on him that there are more white people in the Midwest collecting welfare than there are black people. There was Chris Rock had a comedy routine where he talked about, y'all got it twisted. There's like 10 times as many white folks on welfare. So I think it was smart enough to go after that crowd that everybody else just acted like they didn't matter and they weren't there. So they went ahead and they found an easily manipulated by just the color of the man's skin audience.
And the cool part about that is those states happen to be red states, happen to have most of the electoral votes, which I still have yet to this day understand. So, Rock, I know you deal with the politics and stuff, so maybe you could explain to the folks how this whole electoral process goes and give them a better understanding of how the electoral vote put in office more than the
explain how the only way Republicans have been in office in all of our lifetime came behind electoral votes. That would be nice to know. What you feeling, Rock?
Oh, shit. Basically, to keep it real, Trump, I don't want to say he's a smart guy. He's opportunistic to the motherfucker, no question. You know, he was doing, like Steve was talking about, the demographics and what have you. But the boy had a lot of money coming in anyway. And money changed a whole lot of things, you know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong, Hillary didn't pay him some more shit, but I think she kind of took it for granted. You know, certain shit she needed to do, she chose not to do, believing that she had the same pull Obama had, which is foolish to think on the face of it. You know what I mean? So it was a perfect storm, man. It was a perfect storm. There's not much you can do about that shit at this particular point. You know, so we can get a boycott in, most definitely. But we have to eat these 4 years unless you really do some shit that we know you probably will do and get his ass grabbed up out of your oven.
Yep. I agree 200% on that one. I think the other reason why he managed to weasel his ass in there is because of a lot of Americans have stopped looking at us as a country and looked at us as a big business. And that's how they let some CEO actually convince them that he was the right one to run this big business. They didn't get someone to run a country.
Right.
They got someone to run a big business.
Right.
Well, on that note, again, on the face of it, that's kind of weird or what have you. Because if you, he's a great business, a lot of employees. But I mean, even if he had a million employees for all his business ventures, you're dealing with over 650 million people. So, the CEO and being the president, that's totally different, man. It's totally different.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it is.
But the American people don't see that.
Right.
But it's been on the top of everybody's political agenda, both Democrat and Republican, we agreed on one thing all of our lifetime, economy. They're worried about the economy. They're worried about making that money. And so you appeal to their business sense and let them think that we're going to start treating it as a business. And that means to stop taking care of people who ain't bringing money into your pocket.
Okay, but on the face of that, once again, of course, we all like to eat. Everybody want to make money. I get it. I mean, shit, that's what we go to work for every day. Motherfuckers robbing, stealing every day. You understand what I'm saying? Because you got to get that off. But the thing about that, to me, that's kind of an indictment on the United States as a whole. Because you see everything he did to get, like, not elected.
Right.
And none of that shit made sense. Money goes to the top. None. You understand what I'm saying? Racist.
Totally,
racist. The dude hired some KKK dudes, but none of that shit matters. It's all about the money. So that's all the American people.
Yeah. And that alone, he figured out that if you get enough people who don't give a fuck about human rights, they'd rather go the money route, and enough people who you can exploit their racist nature, and that added up to be enough to overthrow our government. It's a fucking coup right here in front of us.
Right.
Yeah, agreed.
Straight up. And now we're finding that some other crazy cat from another country, who this guy happens to idolize.
Right.
Is, you know, that he's playing off of his playbook and that he had something to do with this is Putin, dude.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, but then again, shit, that's terrorism right there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now you hear all this shit about how the Russians may have hacked this or the other.
Oh, man, I've been hearing about this hacking shit because I listen to these business channels, and I've been hearing about how much money these cats put out on just hijacked internet feed on like, we're going to shut your little airport down, all these little small airports. They're all getting hacked. They're all getting hijacked. They're all being put up to boot, man.
Yeah, I dig it.
So it's not really a new thing. Why it's a new thing to us, because all of a sudden it happened on a bigger scale, just tells you the level at which they hide shit from us. I'm not really with that either.
Right.
Oh, no question. No question. But I mean, but talk about the level. Like, this dude is, like, really the leader of the free world. He can't get no higher than that,
yeah,
man.
Oh, yeah, it's it. He's got all the juice. He's got all the juice. Can you imagine the backroom deals that are going to go down?
But
with someone with a CEO mentality has that kind of juice.
That's scary.
That's horrible,
because
scary, dog.
Because CEOs inherently only think about money.
Right.
What about these 600 million people down here that you're going to have to deal with?
Well, I got an 86-year-old Obama. I'd like for him not to just throw in the curb with the rest of his trash.
Yeah, I dig it. I'm telling
him. And he don't give a fuck about her. And
no,
she worked
care.
Hard to make the country that he's getting all his money out of.
Right.
So, you know, I don't mean to sound bleeding heart, but this man is like the devil himself.
Yeah.
For everything that everybody goes to church and gets on their knees and prays for, this man represents the opposite of peace, love, understanding, tolerance. This man just made his whole life off of going anti on all of those. And I believe it's, I forget who the quote was from, but the quote that I'd like to speak on that I think led us to this is, all it takes for evil men to succeed is for good men to do nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
And now we're stuck with it because nobody did anything beforehand.
Yeah.
Lots of people popping off now. Where the hell were they beforehand?
It's too late now.
Right. So what you going to do? Get over it and deal, because now it's his shit.
Yeah. I mean, you said you stuck with the shit now. I do think before you stuck with it. So you can't cry over spilled milk. So that shit is over with. You understand what I'm saying? But the best thing I can tell to anybody that's listening out there, this dude probably going to make a ton of mistakes. And if you're looking to make some monetary gains, just figure out how we're going to fuck up first and then buy that shit. Deal with that. Hang out with that. Because he's going to blow a whole lot of shit up. Or follow his same course of action. He's going to make this shit so pro-Trump about trying to exit his office. If you get a little piece of that monetarily, you'll be fine. Because he's not for anybody.
Well, yeah, it's kind of been common knowledge that the Democratic Party comes in and they take the people 8 years forward, and then the Republican regimes come in and wipe it all out and send you 20 years back. I think Donald Trump is going to have us back in, like, gladiator type shit. He's going to have us out there in a pen fighting each other like we're a bunch of animals because he couldn't give a fuck about us like that.
Yeah, I agree, man.
We'll be dogs in a pit fighting, you know what I'm saying? There you go, all right. So you okay with the dogs in the pit? You okay with
just,
the Trump
just
thing?
Just in case y'all was trying to figure out why I'm so quiet, why the hell I ain't saying that. I'm actually in the kitchen, and we have a...
Oh, man, I wish somebody would get this woman on the line. She
so
has something to say. I love this.
Trying to quietly explain how things go on. So
yeah, get the phone number, man.
Call
him
and get the call in on this area code 713-955-0773. One more time. It's call in number 713-955-0773.
I'll take your attention, please.
Now, what's the... go on, we'll log you in. Every now and then we'll go to the call lines, we'll ask questions. If you don't want to say anything, please feel free not to. Just listen. We'll pass on to the next caller. That's pretty much how it goes. All the newbies in the house, thank y'all. We appreciate y'all for coming out. Thank you so much. I'm going to turn it back over to the boys. I'll just keep on getting the band now.
There you go. All right, I see we got a little phone line lit up here. I see a 760 number. Yo, what's up, Cheddar?
What up?
How are you feeling tonight, my brother?
All right. How y'all doing tonight, homie?
Man, we're doing better than you because we're sitting here looking at this bomb-ass food, my dog.
I can't lie.
But, for those of you who know, this is my boy Cheddar. He's a personal trainer over there at the Inglewood Yacht Club. And I know he's got opinions. Do you want to jump in on this interracial situation with Serena and her new dude, or you want to talk about the crazy old motherfucker about to take over our country?
You know, it's Friday the 13th. You know, and I heard y'all speaking on that. You know, I'm just calling in. You know, weird things be happening. I didn't ever see Donald Trump winning it, but, you know, he pulled it off, so it is what it is. And, you know, is Serena happy, marry whatever she likes? It is what it is.
Yeah, you ain't right there. That's kind of what the bottom line is. We all had something to say, but the bottom line for everybody came down to it is what it is.
It is what
you know,
it is.
If we like it or not, it is what it is. All right, now, we got some folk in the house who have tasted on the yummy foods that Chef D has put out here. You want to go ahead and get in on this conversation, my brother?
Because
I got to tell you, man, you made that food look good. I told my motherfucker. Yeah, I'm hearing you, dog. Tell us a little bit about that, them, the braised ribs, man.
I need a little bit more. I'm hungry right now, still.
See, that's the fucked up thing about braised ribs.
I need them to start making these grown man players stop playing with these sandwich stuff.
Now, see?
At least grown man plates.
That's why you don't invite color folks nowhere, because the very first thing they do is won't sex.
All right, hey, how that little bit you had, Chase?
It was cool, it was delicious.
Nice.
And again, folks, unfortunately, I have to do these on my stove top. Because my oven is now broken.
Behind you. Hey, tell him the mic.
Tell me to turn my mic up. Or try to turn me up in the headphones. Is that better? Can you hear me now?
Oh, sorry.
My bad.
What
I was saying is, my damn oven broke on me. So now I'm in here. Chopping up some bell peppers.
Thank you.
Got some cilantro. I got some shrimp over here marinating in some lime, chicken broth, red pepper flakes.
All right.
So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to break it down. I'm going to make pasta diabolo.
Say that again?
Pasta diabolo.
Diabolo,
so,
all right.
For everybody else, I'd ask Kenny Pasta.
So
all it is pasta, shrimp, and some hot cream sauce.
Alright, there you go. Speak that to me because that would be me in the kitchen.
All this fancy stuff that's all going on in this restaurant,
All this fancy stuff
that you guys brought to this restaurant that y'all think that y'all can't get, that y'all don't have access to, I'm going to start putting these folks out on blast on YouTube so y'all can actually see these tips and watch and see how fancy and easy this is. I will take you through this step by step to get you through it.
And you know what?
I can be prepared in under an hour.
One of the things we've been talking about is putting together a blog. You're going to do your Chef T blog, right?
Yes, sir.
In which case you will actually have...
The Introvert Chef Chronicles will be the blog. The Introvert Chef Chronicles.
There you go. The Introvert Chef Chronicles is going to be Chef T's blog. We're probably going to have some video feeds where he's not only going to tell you about all this groovy shit out here that he makes this cool food out of, but he's going to show you. He's just going to go ahead and chop it up for you. Like, for real.
That's that. Everybody got in their cabinet. Somebody got lemon juice. Everybody got garlic salt. Everybody got red crushed peppers. Crunches in every damn market that she goes to.
Look,
everybody got every grocery store you go to now. They don't have a little anymore. Everybody moves to the fresh island car seat so they can play shit like gather.
Can you replace cilantro with that?
Of course, it's going to give it a slightly different flavor, but with the heat that I'm going to put in here, you wouldn't even want to do it.
Sweet. All right. Just reminded me about Trump and our whole thing tonight. Now, and yes, that was right. I was pointing at the yellow bell pepper when I talked about Trump. I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
rib. We've all managed to do a really good job of avoiding the issue about them talking about homeboy and the golden shower thing. Does nobody have anything to say about our president-elect like golden shower thing? Is that all right? Is that his one?
Yeah, my bad. Yeah, the boy crazy, man. To keep it real, man, the boy is nuts, man. I just really profiled the cat as he's basically he a rich brat that had everything he wanted, man. He took women's objects, people's objects. He took what he wanted. He gonna do the same thing when he get in office, bro. So I'm just saying this. The people that's clearing the White House, check the floors, man. It's gonna be everywhere in that motherfucker.
Yeah, well, you know, and this is a new dichotomy when you nobody cares what the CEO of a huge company does in his off time, where he puts his junk or who he buys to put it in. But now he's the president of the United States, and it matters.
As a CEO, it's private. That's
but true. He's looking at this as a business. He's going to keep doing his CEO thing.
Oh, he's not going to do 70 years old.
That's what he is.
He's changed now.
So I'm just saying, do we really think he's going to be able to stop doing these things? I really don't care what he did in the past. This is all about the future. Is this going to become our reputation?
Well, before we leave off of that, bro, usually like when somebody's on some type of drug, bro, it just turns up and exacerbates who they are. So this power is a drug. So you think Trump was bad prior to getting in office. We're in trouble, man.
Yeah, so the... We didn't make him more easy to deal with. We've given him the power to just be the psycho King Kong motherfucker he wanted to be.
Yeah, I
couldn't agree more. And on the other hand, you know what? No one man has ever run any of this shit. There's more of us than there are. You know, the 1% is only the 1% because we divide amongst ourselves. If we didn't have any separation, their money wouldn't mean shit.
I agree.
So, you know, we'll probably talk about that in the show coming up in the future, too.
I'm hearing that right fast before you take off. I mean, the country was built on capitalism. That's what it's about. It's basically about getting the money that you made out of your pocket into mine. And he's really good at the shit. You know what I mean? So that's not going to change. We're going to be in that,
I don't like the person. I respect the businessman. And, you know, I believe if they're stupid enough to have loopholes, you should take advantage of them if you're smart enough to know them. If I were in business, I would be doing the same thing, could I?
Right.
So I can't, you know, without being a hypocrite, disrespect them for that kind of shit.
And
once again, as a businessman, you're not beholden unto anybody, but you're shareholders. Now all of a sudden, all kinds of people who didn't matter before matter. I'm just not sure the adjustment's going to get made, man.
Yeah, you're right. I'm running with you 100%.
Yeah, so hopefully, you know, Next week, everybody will be talking to us instead of listening to that jackass get his inauguration.
Let's hope so.
But, I, you know, anybody else have anything to say about the whole Serena thing? Y'all cool with that? Anybody else have an opinion on that? Because I myself have been in interracial relationships my whole life. And so I can't say anything. I would be a hypocrite to go one way or the other. I just say whatever you do, if that's your get down and you feel good, then do the damn thing. You know what I mean? I don't feel that anybody's personal life is beholden onto anybody, no matter how popular you are. That's just my opinion. And that's what I'm here for, so I get that.
My opinion is, black folks, if y'all ain't never came together before,
I don't know if you folks out
might
there,
be that time.
But 15, 16, so knock that off. But it may be 19. There you go. You know, you can't come in doing the damn thing. Okay, I'll give you that.
So, does anybody know what time it is?
I pray you're going to have a problem with it.
Oh, baby. Yeah. All right, so we talked a little bit about our subjects. As you can hear, there's a lot of conversation and a party going on. We got people coming in on the steady stream up in here. Everybody got a bag. These folks just brought in some vodka, so you know an Irishman's happy.
Okay, folks, y'all heard that voice before.
You
can hear this conversation going on left and right all over in this mug. There's a whole house full of people. Chef D is over here doing his Chef D thing.
Normally at this point, folks, we normally would go to music or take a break, but unfortunately, I still have not been able to upload any of my music to Blog Talk Radio for some odd reason. We're still working on that. So what we can do is take a small commercial break. We're going to shut down all the mics but on the radio. And we're going to take a quick 2 minute break.
All right,
so
folks,
we can gather,
we're going to go ahead and take a little break here so that we can organize and plate up some food. Let me go ahead and give everybody out there on the internet listening the phone number so that they can call in and be part of this conversation while we're having this great dinner. Okay, folks, our call-in number here is 713-955-0773. That's right, folks, 713-955-0773. That's how you can talk to us in just a couple minutes. We're going to go ahead and show you where our commercial break will be as soon as you all get up on that sponsorship. We'll be right back.
Keeping it going real quick. I got to get this music set up. Give me about 30 seconds, Steve. Please.
No worries, baby. So, and what I like to do also is, if anybody has any ideas for shows that they would like to go ahead and put on the air, if you have any ideas, topics that you would like to talk about, if you got some shit you'd like to learn how to cook, why don't you go ahead and email us? Send us a message over here. Get in touch with the show. We really, really like it when people follow the show because that helps us out and that helps us get sponsorship. So if people can follow the show, we really appreciate it. Dinner and conversation right here with the Gin Boys, Chef D, your boy Steve Jones Watson, all right? That's what I'm talking about. We need a little bit of sponsorship. We need a little bit of love in the afternoon. But on the real note, I'm over here clowning and trying to stall for time. But if anybody does have a conversation that they would like to have, we are really happy to have that conversation with you because We are all people here. Right now, what we're doing is we're just rolling with whatever it is that happens to be in the news right now. As we pick up a little steam, we're going to be listening to your requests. You can send messages into here at Blog Talk Radio. You can get in touch with Chef D, who's on Aaron Heron on Facebook, all right? A-R-R-O-N-H-E-R-R-O-N, my brother? There you go, all right? So that's him on Facebook. Of course, you all know I'm on Facebook, Steve Jones Watson. It's spelled just like it sounds, Steve. I'm not Stephen. Don't get it twisted. That's Steve Jones Watson from Inglewood. That's right, Inglewood, baby. The city spelled with two O's but pronounced with six. Don't get it twisted. We will be right back.
Dinner and conversation, right back at you.
I rebel and I won't put out.
DJ. I'm going to open all the phone lines back up for anybody who wants to call in and be part of the conversation that we're having with our dinner. The phone line to call in is 713-955-0773. And you too can be part of the group as well. The party. We did talk a little bit about the Donald Trump thing, but you know what?
Thank you so much. Thank
you. Shadi and I were kind of thinking that that was going to be a back burner topic, because there's not really much that can't be said that hasn't been said already. So we're going to put that dead horse to bed. What we're going to do is we're going to draw a little bit more into. I'm gonna step in on one of these awesome conversations happening over here. I want to say Brittany is here. Breonna.
Yeah,
Breonna.
Y'all making a whole lot of motherfucking noise.
And your name?
I'm Delisha.
Brianna and Delisha right here. All right. I'm speaking with two beautiful young black women. All right, now, can I get your opinion? We've heard a lot from the guys about how they feel on the interracial relationship. Can I hear a little bit about her? Well, I would like to talk about in general and Serena. I would like to talk about in general and Serena. I mean, first off, do you feel that Serena is obligated?
No.
There you go. That's kind of how I feel. Especially when it comes to love. How are you going to put some shit like that on love?
All right, so I have this conversation. There's an aspect of black women dating white men that brings up slavery and where, you know, a white man as a master could be like, hey, come here, give me that, you know, and take it.
Right.
And that's what I've heard from people. Oh, how can we black women get with white men with that background? And I said, well, hey, now's our time to be like, you give me, I want that, give me, you know? And so as a black woman, as black woman, we can choose. Just like black men can choose. White women used to say, oh, he raped me. Well, now you can choose. So when they said that about Serena,
it's
love.
That's what my husband. The most influential black men in America today, like all of them got it, but none of them have black women.
Yeah, the black bride, right?
Which is crazy.
We're supposed to be okay with that, though.
But that's why I talk to black women, because black men are all pissed off because one black woman marry a white guy.
Are those the men that you would want to be with?
Hold on. No, we all need to listen to that. Can you please say that again?
Are those the men that we would want to be with.
No.
Now, say that to me. Like, what's the man we would want to be with? Because that is a racist statement.
Hell no.
And I really want to hear how you feel on that.
No,
about the man that we want to be with.
Yeah, that's your point. What?
Well, because if there is a guy that chooses a white woman or Latino or Asian for a woman's reason other than I love her and I want to be with her, then you're choosing characteristics that you make that are assumed to be with certain people.
It's almost making your spine a dog still having a look.
Yeah. You pick a person. You should pick a person. You pick a person, you pick their characteristics, you pick what they bring to the table. And there's a lot goes along with that, but at the same time, you can be somebody that's not about what you are about, no matter what color they are.
I like that a lot, and, you know, I'm really, really happy now. I'm seeing you over here. You have an opinion, and I'd like to hear it because I'm seeing how you're reacting to what she's saying. And you obviously agree with a lot of this.
I am. I do agree with a lot of it.
Let me first off, as we went, let me first off the whole Serena thing.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the Serena thing. How do you feel about Serena? Does it matter if he's richer than her? Does it matter if
he's richer than her? He's not richer than her.
No.
It's right there. I don't think so. I think that when you get to a certain level of income, I mean, it's all millions at that.
Well, I'm thinking whoever it is at the parties you're hanging at.
What's it? What's it?
Like, okay, well, if you're a billionaire or a thousandaire or a millionaire, you know,
does it matter?
Who you met is on her level.
Balling.
So she is balling, but she's also, at the same time, she's also on travel. She's also on ticket. Right? She also has a lot of things that are of a different ilk than many men can maybe be used to.
Exactly.
And therefore, there may not be a whole lot of black men that she's attracted to within that particular circle for her.
But do they know
that she can connect?
I mean, but that goes both ways.
I saw a really great YouTube video that was along the same lines about black successful men find it difficult to date and to find successful mates. But then he also said that, you know, black successful women, you have invested in yourselves, but you've also then taken yourselves into a higher level, into a higher circle, so that you can't just talk to anybody about anything because reality shows are different than quantum physics.
Reality shows are not quantum physics.
And so you can't talk to me about the things that I'm interested in and the things I can talk about, then we don't have anything to really talk about. Exactly. How many stamps are on your passport? And then I can go travel. I mean, there's a different
okay,
lifestyle
so
that you cannot necessarily share with everybody.
All right.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
what
if I
can't forget about that?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
what
happened?
Oh,
I
lost
the passport.
Jump in.
Oh,
no.
Oh,
no.
Oh,
no.
Oh,
no.
hey,
you have
to. How much does she want?
Hey, you can. Hey, you can want. You can want and do that.
Her first shoot.
That's not necessarily mean that you can. What you want? Yeah,
sweet.
Now y'all telling me y'all on a different level somewhere. The only y'all that y'all talk to gotta have a passion. Gotta be able to
share. Okay. So share.
Friday night, we're going to get it more and more together. and we're going to lay down more and more leather. Conversations, great food. That's how we roll right here, Dinner and Conversation. Chef D and Steve Jones Watson. Good night, y'all. And 623, you and us is we.